Right, it's called, entitled The End from the Beginning. Okay, The End from the Beginning. Living in God's Timeline. So as we begin the first Sunday of 2026, we can all move forward with the confidence in God, trusting Him to see us through this year. This was the heart of the final part of our Thanksgiving service on New Year's Eve. Thanking God in advance for 2026 before we even lived it. Okay, the God of tomorrow. The word says this, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure again. That's Isaiah 46:10. And again, Revelation 1:8. It just says this, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. These scriptures remind us that God already knows the road ahead. He knows our road ahead. He sees the pitfalls, the stop signs, the times of waiting, and the moments for us to park and wait. And the moments to go. God sees our entire life from beginning to end. When God opens our hearts and we come to Him, we step into a timeline He has already prepared for us. He is the God of perfect timing, and He desires that we should all walk into His plans, His purposes, in the seasons He has ordained. Not too early, not too late, but right on time. As we trust Him this year, all of us here, as we trust Him this year, let us rest in His truth. Our lives are safe in the hands of the Alpha and the Omega. I want to share with you a vision, right, in 2014. I've shared it with some of you before. And this is to do with God's timing. I remember taking my wife, we were living, around central London, we were in Portobello Road, I can't remember exactly. And I'd be driving my wife and I'd drop her off and she'd go into the chemist, right? And around London, there's nowhere to park. Parking's atrocious, right? You couldn't park the car. So I'd be in my car driving slowly down the road. And this is what happened, right? As I was driving the car on the road, everything stopped. Everything started to slow down. If you think about slow motion, right, there was a lorry in front of me. We had a mixer on it, and the mixer was going like this, really slow, right? And I thought, what's going on, right? I wasn't sure what's going on. And I was driving down the road, and people were walking really slowly like this, really slow, right? Really slow. And then I saw traffic wardens walking, and I'm in the car driving, and I thought, what's going on? And what's going on, right? And I put up to the zebra crossing in my car, right, and I stopped. My wife just walks and jumps into the car and I drive off. That was a vision I had. God was showing me timing. Timing very important, right? Be on time. Get on time. But God dwells outside time. When you open up the Bible, we read the book spiritually. It's supposed to think, well, what's that about? God is the God of timing. Right? So God was showing me a glimpse of timing, what's going on in the world. Right, so the message today is about God's timeline. I wanted just to share that with you so that we could pull you into the supernatural, right? Because the whole Bible is supernatural. It's not physical. It's a supernatural revelation of God. And in that, different elements come to fruition. How does He order our steps, right? The Word of God gives us this answer. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in His ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. That's Psalm 37. The short answer, the Lord leads us and we follow the timeline of God that He has already prepared for us. But when you come to Christ, your life changes, your timeline changes, right? God's got a different direction for you. Corinthians says this in more details. 1 Corinthians 2:9. It just says this in more detail. I'll give you a moment if you want to turn there in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 2. So the last sentence I said, he has already prepared for us. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 says this, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Okay, that's not us. But the Spirit which is from God. That we might know the things that he has freely given to us. Think about that, church. That God has freely given to us. Under the new covenant, we live in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We're here today. The Holy Spirit knows God's timeline. The end from the beginning. You know, the Holy Spirit, when he lives in you, he's the one that will resurrect you from the dead. Okay? Think about it. The Holy Spirit. The path God has prepared for our lives. He is the only one present with us to guide us and to lead us. So the timeline that God has for us can only be found when the Spirit of God is inside you, right? When the Spirit of God's not inside you, you just go however the world directs you. However your parents direct you, however your youth has directed you, you'll just go that way. But when God says, come follow me, he gives you a timeline. And you follow that timeline. And the Holy Spirit in you is the one that takes you on that timeline. So if I use a simple analogy, right? The Holy Spirit works like an internal navigation system. Sat-nav, right? Make it simple. Similar to Google Maps or Waze. He knows the road ahead. The pitfalls, the road closures, the stop signs, the times to park and wait, and the moments when the light turns green. And it's time to go. We need to keep our eyes on how he works with us. Life in the Spirit, this is what we're talking about, is learning to follow his guidance. Step by step, we trust in obedience. Our steps may feel small. Maybe you think, well, I'm not making much progress here in this season. I don't feel much at all. Our steps may feel small, but they are ordered by the Lord. So don't get discouraged. As we walk with him, we can rest in this truth. When you come to Christianity, right, it's not the book of Acts in one day. You come to the Lord, you have patience, you find out how he works, you start to engage with the Lord, and then you discover over time how God is working. Life in the Spirit. God is not guessing our future, right? We're not guessing. You're not guessing. He is guiding. Okay? God is guiding you. I wanted again to just share testimony again. Some of you have heard it, but it fits into what I'm speaking about today. In 2018, right, I was working in an insurance place, and some of you know, God told me, leave my job. Walk out, leave the job. Right? So I started a job, right? I was working in 3 years, comfortable job, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 1 hour lunch, come home, parking, quite nice, quite cozy job. God said to me, when this man comes into the room, you're going to leave. So the manager comes in, he said, I want you to leave the job. Not sorry, I want you to leave where you are and go into the office. I said, okay, I have to leave. He goes, what are you talking about? So anyway, I left the job, 2018, December, 2019, God got me to start a business, right? Online business. We had a lockdown in 2020. My business sales started to come. What I'm saying is God is the God of timing. He knows the end from the beginning, right? That's what I'm trying to emphasize. When you're led by the Lord, when you're led by God, he knows the road in 6 months. He knows the road in a year. It took me a year to start the business, right? To figure out how it works. And then the COVID came, shutdown came, lockdown came, sales went up, bang, 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 bang. I had no money to launch a business. I have nothing. All I had was what God told me, which is nothing. God put £20,000 in my account. Because he knew COVID was coming. He knew people would buy sinks and sales went up. I want to give you an illustration, right? So you can walk in it, so you can think about it, so you understand life in the spirit. If I just say the words, right, you won't really connect to it. If I put the imagery and I give you testimony, you can apply it to your life. And then you've got something to aim for in 2026, okay? Understanding. So to help us understand how the Lord works, again, we can picture life like a road journey. The road ahead, we may encounter wait times, stop times, go times. So I'm going to use some scriptures now to help us understand, because the same Holy Spirit works the same today. So I'm going to start with wait times, right? And I'm going to read some scriptures. Acts 1:4. All right? Again, I can give you the scriptures after the service, church, but if you want to pull up your Bibles, I've got a few scriptures I'm going to go through just to explain what I'm trying to get across to you. Acts 1:4. So this is a time to wait. This is Jesus speaking. And being assembled together with them, this is his disciples, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. Okay, wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So there's a time to wait. Okay. Times to go. Go time to go. Acts 8:26. Right? Acts 8:26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road, which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. You see, timing. Right? God's got timing. He's got a plan. One door's closing, another door opens. That's why when you grasp the scriptures and what God is saying, your life is exciting. Because you don't know where God is taking you. Right? Go time. Stop times. Stop. Right? Holy Spirit tells us stop. Everything is not go in the Spirit. Holy Spirit forbid Paul from doing something. Acts 16:6. Right? Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Think about what God is saying. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So that's again. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision. Now talk about supernatural things, not of this world. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with Paul, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So there's a dynamics of God working, right? There's a dynamic for everyone here that the scriptures teach us. That there's a timeline. There's a time to do things. There's a time to rest. There's a time to wait. There's a time to go, because God is a God of timing. There is an important point to make here. Not everything that we may say God told us is him. You understand? We learn as we must grow. Have humility to stop and change direction and know that we've got it wrong. Right? I've done things right. And the Lord said this, and I did it. And no, he didn't actually. I thought, Lord, you're not in that. I thought it was a good idea, you see. And I thought the Lord said to do that, you see. But as you get experience and you mature, it's not the Lord. Because the Lord always produces fruit in something. Not everything is the Lord. And it doesn't matter if you make that mistake because you're growing. But the thing is not to continue in it. Say, Lord, Lord, that wasn't you. I'm really sorry, Lord. People waste years. Listen, church, people waste years thinking God told them to do something which he did not. He didn't say that. But they think, oh no, it was. It's not. It wasn't. Just stop. Because everything is the fruit, isn't it? If you're doing something, hey, look, if I launched a business, right? If I left my job and people saying, why did you leave that job? You're mad, you got a comfortable job and how are you going to pay your mortgage and so on. And then I left the job and I started the business and it failed. Right? I have to say, you know, that wasn't the Lord. Do you understand? There's an honesty. There has to be an honesty to the walk in Christianity because God is about relationship. This is what I'm getting at, church. You've got to be open and honest. If you're doing something and it's not the Lord, just say, no, that's not the Lord, actually. I think it's the Lord, but it's not. And God's okay, but that takes humility. Humility is the key. Lord, I'm really sorry I wasted 2 years. I think it was you, and it's not, right? So that's when God says stop. So park and wait times, right? Some of you may be in season where you're just waiting, okay? God's the God of timing. We look at Jesus' birth, right? Herod was that. He wanted to kill the babies, didn't he? He sent Jesus into Egypt, didn't he? Then he got word. Herod passed away and he came back. Sometimes it's like this. In the world, think about this. You've got billions of things going on, right? Interactions. Billions and trillions of things going on in the world, right? And God has to do all that and then he's got to direct you in a path. Think about how smart and how clever the Lord is really. He is God Almighty. He is God Almighty, right? So, park and wait times. Galatians 1:15, right? And this is something, when I came to the Lord, I did for a while. But when it pleased God, who separated me, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Right? He's talking about his work that God has got him to do. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, so it was 3 years, there's time to read the Bible, to meditate, to get the Holy Spirit, to get direction. Some of you may be in that season where you're waiting. Lord, okay, is it time now? Right? I did that when I came to the Lord. I wasn't out preaching straight away. But a lot of people now, as soon as they get into church, they're out and they're doing this and they're doing that and they're doing that. And there's nothing wrong with it. But for me, I had a good few years of God showing me discernment, of teaching me the word, of teaching me the spiritual things, of teaching me dynamics for me, right? So there's times where we can rest and there's times when we have to go. But we should always be moving. So those are four examples. So when God declares the end from the beginning, right? This is what we're talking about. What does it mean for us? For you here today, we read the text. How's it helping you? How are you going to use it? All right? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And this applies to everyone here, right? Your steps are ordered now. When you come to the Lord, when you sincerely come to the Lord, your life belongs to him. Then he says, son, daughter, I'm going to show you what I made you for. Whether you come at 15 or 50 or 80, it doesn't matter. Lord, the rest of my life, show me what you created me to do. What's my purpose? Who am I? What do you want me to do for you before I see you? These are questions that you should be asking yourself. What, 2026, January, you've got 12 months in front of you. Right? Think about it. Lord, what do you want me to do? A good man, so the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. For us today, it means that each of us has a timeline and good works that God has given us. Everyone here, it doesn't matter. God has something for you. If you are saved, what are you saved for? Think about it. If you're saved, what are you saved for? To come to church for 1 hour on a Sunday, 2 hours, go home, go into the world, ignore God. It's not that. You're saved for something. You're saved for a greater purpose than you have. You're saved for something. You are saved for something. We need to live out the timeline to the fullest while we are here. Right? You need to be in that place. Lord, what do you want me to do? Where am I supposed to go? It's 2026. What do you want me to do? It means the only one who can guide us in this timeline, it's not me. It's not your friends. It's not your wife. It's not your family. It's the Holy Spirit. He's your guide. He's our guide in this life to the next life, the bridge to the next life, the Holy Spirit. How can we be led? Romans 8:12. I'm sure some of you know well. Romans 8:12 gives us this guidance. Now listen to the text, because it applies to you here. Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. Listen to the words. Not to the flesh. To live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So everyone here, as you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're children of God, sons of God, daughters of God. For these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. This is what the world has, right? A bondage of fear. Anxiety, depression, worthlessness, no value, no purpose. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. It means you belong to God. It means you belong to the Lord. It means you're a child of God. We cry out, Abba, Father. Father, help me today. Father in heaven, Lord, help me. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, right? So God's Spirit comes into us when we believe in Jesus Christ. We turn away from the world and we try to follow the Lord bit by bit. His Spirit comes and lives in us, right? And that Spirit will say, listen, you belong to the Lord. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that lovely? If you can believe it. If you can believe it. Puzzled looks on people's faces. But this is the problem with the gospel. It's so good to be true, people don't believe it. That's the problem with it. It's so good to be true. I'm a son of God. I belong to God. Really? You know, isn't that just another book? But who makes it real? The Holy Spirit. None of this makes sense unless the Spirit of God lives in you. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. This verse simply says the Spirit of God is so close to us and in us that our relationship with him causes us to be led by him. You see how that works? That's how it means. The Spirit of God comes into you. You start to change on the inside out. You start to see things differently. And that relationship causes you to be led by the Spirit of God automatically. Everything I've experienced in my life for 12 years, I never prayed for anything. I didn't pray for anything. I've never prayed for any. Da, 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 da. The Spirit of God came into me and I started to, okay, that's the Lord, let me go here. Okay, that's the Lord, let me do that. That's the Lord speaking to me, leave your job, okay, let me go. Do you see? By faith, by trust. This is the life of Christianity. This is the real life of Christianity that everyone here, right, can enter into. Right? You can enter into a life beyond what you have now. Everyone here has the same choice as I have. You make the same yes or no decision. No, I don't want to do it. Yes, I do. Everyone here has the same opportunity to do the same thing, to experience the divine. Everyone here, it's all up to you. So your relationship with the Holy Spirit will cause you automatically to be led by Him. Right? Even when you're not sure, I'm just going to go. Okay, Lord, yeah, okay, you know, I believe that's what I'm going to go for it. Lord will honor you, because not many people do it. Many people, they pull back. They don't want to commit themselves. They don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to trust God because they're so used to trusting in themselves, right? They're so used to trusting in what they believe because it's tangible. They're used to it. And sometimes it's better, the devil you know. So people are happy with it. No, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine here. And they never get to go on that journey of life. They never get to experience the change, the transformation, the interaction with the divine realm, right? Book of Acts, full of angels, full of caught up in the spirit. Revelation, read Revelation, full of things, not of this world. Church is supposed to be things. I'm supposed to tell you things not in this world. I'm telling you things out of this world. You understand? This is the scripture. This is the word of God that He wants you to be led. So how do we do this? And I'm coming to the end shortly. How do we do this? We must first receive the Holy Spirit. Number one, you have to receive the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit to be led by God into the timeline. That's number one. You can't figure it out. You can't read the Bible. I can't impart it to you. I can't do a magic prayer, right? It's your heart. Lord, I want to follow you. Jesus said to his disciples, follow me. That's it. All you're going to say in your heart, you know, Lord, look at my life. It's 2026. I haven't done much really. I've got this, you know, that's rubbish. I've given it my best shot. I've done it my way. Lord, I want to follow you. That's it. So simple. Simple and honest and open. If it's your truth. Right? Once you turn to God, Spirit of God comes in. That's it. Because you have taken the chance. Lord, I'm going to trust you. And you've turned away from everything else. And that takes a mighty, mighty step of courage, right? It's not an easy step. If it's easy, everyone would do it. Wouldn't it? Isn't that right? If it was easy, everyone to do it. That's why Jesus says, narrow is the way, doesn't he? Narrow is the way, few find it. But broad is the way to destruction, and many enter into it. God is about unity. He's about one-to-one relationship. So you must be born again. He said the same thing to his disciples. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he said to you, and you heard from me, that you may be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So number one, if you want to go on this journey I'm talking about, right? You have to just, Lord, come into my life. I want you in my heart. I really want to know you. I want to know you. Right, simple things. Now, okay, now you got born again. How do you know? How do you know if you're born again? Okay? To be filled with the Holy Spirit, firstly, is to start to deny the flesh. Automatically, you will do that. If you don't know what it means, don't worry about it. God will explain it to you. And practice walking in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the Spirit. Okay, once you're in that place and you're trying to walk in the fruits of the Spirit living inside you, this will cause a transformation on the inside out. That's how you know. If a man or woman is born again and they receive the Holy Spirit, they will start to change on the inside out. Habits will start to change. Mindsets will change. Words will change. You start to get a bit bolder. Right? You will just change. And the people around you will know. But you can't hide it. You can't have a quiet change, right, on your own and no one notices. It's impossible. Right? When I was in the Catholic Church, you know, my good old days in the Catholic Church. And you think, yeah, I'm born again. And you think, well, no, I'm not actually. No. Because it's outward. Yeah? It's an outward expression of an inward decision, right? inside you. It changes from the inside out. God is moving. He's throwing things out of you. Old things, old ways, old habits. He's breaking it down. He's working inside you. This is God's Spirit working inside a man or woman, right? And you'll see it. It may be slow, some of you, it's fine. But you'll see it. You're going to see a change and a transformation. That's how you know. Okay? 2, spend time with the Lord each day. Build a routine. Right? Build a routine every day. Build holy habits every day. Build a foundation and a structure every day. Start the day with prayer. Read a small verse of the Bible. Small verse. Lord, help me today. I've got work today. I've got a job I don't like. I've got people I don't like. I don't like my life. I don't like myself. It doesn't matter. Just start something every day. Have a foundation. Remember earlier I said to you, I go running with a dog every day? I've been doing that for 10 years now. I go every morning. I get my routine. I'll be praying. I'll be talking to God. That's my time with the Lord. I run. I walk. I got a routine. It's built into me. All right? And when you build that routine and you don't do it, it feels unnatural. Build a routine of prayer. I promise you, if you start doing these things, right, for 2026, not a whole thing, just a small scripture, a small prayer. Lord, help me today. Hallelujah. There you go. 3 times a day now. 1, 2, 3. Listen, when I started with God 12 years ago, I tell people, have a check-in point, right? I have a check-in point every day. Morning, afternoon, evening. I don't miss it. Morning, afternoon, evening. When I was working in my office job, I leave my office, I go to the church, and I'll be praying for 30 minutes. I check in with the Lord. If you build habits in every day and no one can move it, then you're in a good place. You're in a very good place. So build habits. Stick to them. New routine for 2026. Once you start to do that, the Spirit of God gets stronger inside you. This, I'm telling you, I'm showing you things that I've done, right? If you start to do that, the Spirit of God will get stronger inside you. Then He'll lead you more. You'll be led more. From here, you will understand how the Lord wants to order your steps. Right? Because we're talking about order today. We're talking about you guys here today, 2026, doing things that are different. Entering into the time line, seeing God's goodness, God helping with issues, resolving things. He's a living God. Whatever you're going through, He wants to help you resolve it because He gets the glory, because God is relational. Again, have patience, right? The things I'm telling you right now, have patience. It takes time. Be patient on yourself, with yourself. You can't run ahead. You have to do it bit by bit by bit. When you read the Bible, right, you've got to remember it's written over many years. It wasn't one day. It wasn't one day, was it? We read it and we read it. We read the chapter quickly and we see you're baptized and they're going out and they're doing churches and they've done this. And you think, wow, look at me. I'm doing nothing now. I wasted a whole year. I wasted 2 years. Nothing's changed. It's not that. It's small. Bit by bit by bit by bit. Just transformation. Getting braver. Getting more and more in tune with God. Sorting out mental health issues, right? Putting your mind in order, right? Putting things in place. God can help you with everything you're struggling with, right? That's not spoken about today. God can help you with everything because He made you. He created you. He knows how you work. He knows everything about you. So have patience. I'm just going to end on this. For me, God's timeline was never a pond, right? But a river that keeps moving. That's for me. My relationship with the Lord was never a pond. I've never stuck in one place. It was moving. The river was flowing. The destinations were changing. I was growing. Right? This is, I believe, is the way the Lord wants us to work. Growing, maturing, moving. Right? Over a year. So in 6 months' time, you should be in a different place than where you are today. If you're serious and you want the Lord in your life. And you'll start to grow. And listen, I'm going to end on this, right? That Jesus Christ died on that cross for you, that you may have life. A life in abundance. It all goes back to the cross. Okay? On that cross, he died for you, that you may have a new life, a new start, that you may have a build a life for you and your family and your children, your husbands and your wives. Build a heritage, build something for them. Be strong and healthy and give them the glory. This is the life and the work of the church. And everyone here can enter into it. Amen. So I'm just going to end now just with a prayer, just for everyone here, church. We are the first Sunday service of 2026. Right? We've got a whole year ahead of us. So I just want to do a prayer for you this morning that I'd like to receive it. If you'd like to bow your head or close your eyes. Okay, well, I'll just pray just a few minutes, church. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I just pray sincerely from my heart for the brothers and sisters here today that are gathered here today, Lord, that they've heard these things. They've heard the scriptures. They've heard the testimony. They understand a bit more about the timeline and they understand that God loves them. I pray that they all here who want to know you, Lord, may understand and receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Lord, you know the hearts of every man and woman here and child. You know their hearts. You know what they're going through. And Lord, may you be with them. May they invite you into their heart, Lord, according to their free will. May you walk with them from this point on even more. May you open new doors for the people here. May you remove the blockages. May you remove the horrors of the past. May you remove all the condemnation and the lies that follow people from year to year. May you completely cut it off. May you start to talk to them, Lord, in dreams, through your scriptures, through godly people, through holy people. May you separate them from the world and the systems of the world. May you consecrate them and bring them into that place, oh God, where they may know you personally and have boldness and have interaction with you and have history with God. That they may understand eternal life. That they may understand everything that was spoken about here today. That they may be a light in a dark place for their family. For their husbands, for their wives, for their mothers and fathers, for the community, for the universities. That they may have a revelation in them that God has put on them. I pray that this will continue to grow and continue to mature over the weeks and months, Lord, that they will start to see a change and a shift in their hearts and in their minds, that the life will start to alter, their course will start to alter, just like a ship turning the rudder to a different direction. And that direction is driven by the Holy Spirit, because they are learning to submit to God's Spirit. I pray that they want to kill the old man, the old habits, the things that hold people back for years and years, that stops them moving forward, stops them accomplishing their full potential in this life. I pray you sever and you cut off and you remove every lying voice that's talking to them, that's trying to talk them out of the calling they have for them, that every word spoken over them that was not from you, that every bad, Lord, interaction that you may have had from people, churches, or whether it may be from the past, may be completely cut off. And may they meet you, Lord, like Paul met you on the road to Damascus. May their encounter be impactful, life-changing, life-transformational. And may you get the glory, Holy Spirit, as you're working through the people today. I pray for new dreams and new visions, oh God, for new callings, that they may be sensitive to God's presence, God's Spirit. I pray a blessing over them, over the family, over their children, that you may protect them in this new year from wicked people and wicked men and from the wickedness in this world, that you may place a hedge of protection over the people here, over the children here, that they may bring the children up in the ways of the Lord. I pray for the parents to be strengthened, for the mothers to be strengthened, for the young people to be strengthened with the power of God, not just the word, but the power of God that transforms and that changes lives, that they may be transformed and changed from the inside out, oh Lord. And I just pray every word spoken, Lord, right now from you, will achieve its task. For those here that have open hearts, for those here that want to change, that those here, want to walk into their full calling that God has for them, that people will be saved, that people will be transformed, that a blessing be upon them, that family members will be saved, that people will understand that we're here for a short time, but eternity is forever. So I pray that blessing over everyone here in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.